Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Churches in Turkmenistan have come under increasing fire within the last 6 months. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says that proved to be more than just a figure of speech for one church there.
The Baptist House of Prayer in Turkmenbashi had been burned to the ground. And apparently the authorities in Turkmenbashi called President Vasily Korobov. He is the president of the Turkmen Baptist Union, notifying that this church had been destroyed.
When Pastor Korobov came in to talk to authorities, he found himself being interrogated. Nobody knows if it was arson yet. Pray for the church there. It's too early to tell how ministry has been disrupted. Meanwhile, some orphans in Russia have never had a Christmas stocking. SOAR International Ministries is doing something about it with their Stuff a Stocking campaign. SOAR's director Dick Page says Stuff a Stocking is a great tool for the local church.
We provide the churches with stockings stuffed with gifts that include hygiene items and school items. We also packeted a Russian children's Bible with that, and those are all personalized with a letter from people who sponsor them.
Sponsor a stocking so an orphan can hear the gospel. Stuff one through a link at missionnetworknews.org. And a new television program in Iran is focusing on the language of a new generation. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, started the show called Chandelier. It introduces Christ through Persian literature, history, and poetry. Pray that this ministry continues to reach the younger generation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Want to stand with persecuted Christians and help MNN at the same time? Get your family the One With Them wristbands with your gift of any amount. When you support MNN, we'll send you 5 barbed wire-looking wristbands. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the One With Them wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. This is the last week. I'm Greg Yoder.